The text for the homily is 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 31 to 33, and chapter 11, verse 1, just read. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. As our text indicates, the Apostle Paul was aware that people were comparing his life to his profession as a believer in Jesus Christ. He had learned that his words and actions counted whether he was eating, drinking, or whatever else he was doing. He had learned that he needed to be conscious of the context in which he was living. Paul proclaimed the message that Jesus Christ lived, suffered, was crucified, died, rose from the dead, ascended into heaven, and would return in glory to claim his own. He had learned that any inconsistency between what he proclaimed and how he acted or lived could cancel out the message. The best illustration that I could think of is what happens when a person has entered a significant portion of a sermon or a term paper into a computer program, but then hits the delete button. I'm assuming that each one of you who is here this morning is a Christian who believes that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, and who, by the working of the Holy Spirit through word and sacraments, is a member of the Church of God. You also, like Paul, are being watched. Whether you are a MDiv student, a certificate student, a deaconess student, graduate student, staff member, member of the seminary community, your words, actions, and attitude are being evaluated. As professing Christians, each one of us should regularly be asking ourselves, what am I saying or doing or not saying or doing that can get in the way of the gospel? A prayer that I have often found myself praying is, Lord, don't let me get in the way. I have joined Luther in his evening prayer. I pray, Lord, that you would forgive me all my sins where I have done wrong. The Apostle Paul invites us in our text to consider him as an example to follow. He writes, "Be imitators of me." And he continues, "Just as I also am of Christ." In the third chapter of Colossians, St. Paul provides a short list of actions that can get in the way of a positive Christian witness. Sexual immorality, anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk. In the same chapter of Colossians, St. Paul also describes actions and attitudes which give positive witness to a person's relationship to Jesus Christ. He writes, "Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, bearing with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you. And above all these, put on love." Our goal is that people inside and outside the Church of God may be saved through the message of love and forgiveness through Jesus Christ, our crucified, risen, ascended, and returning Lord. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. We join in the canticle.